Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There have been two recent significant developments destined to reduce the long-term value of the U.S. dollar. With almost no coverage about either issue by the American regular media, that leaves it to me to let you know what is really going on. The BRICS Business Forum consists of populous nations not included in the G7 group of nations. BRICS was derived from the initials of the member countries, including Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They include more than 40% of worldwide population. On June 22nd, Russian leader Vladimir Putin announced at the latest BRICS Business Forum meeting, quote, "The matter of creating the international reserve currency based on the basket of currencies of our countries is under review. We are ready to openly work with all fair partners," unquote. This move is a direct response to international sanctions freezing about half of Russia's foreign exchange reserves imposed after the invasion of Ukraine. It is a specific attempt to displace the International Monetary Fund special drawing rights as the ultimate official world currency. On June 25th, China's central bank announced that it had signed an agreement that day with the Bank for International Settlements to establish a renminbi liquidity agreement. This would provide support to nations handling significant international transactions using the Chinese renminbi yuan currency. In addition to the People's Bank of China, other participants include Bank Indonesia, the Central Bank of Malaysia, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, and the Central Bank of Chile. Each of these central banks is contributing at least $2 billion that will be held by the Bank for International Settlements. These funds would be used to minimize fluctuations in the value of China's yuan currency, a necessary step to enable that currency to gain wider international usage. As these actions reduce the use of the U.S. dollar in international commerce, the purchasing power of the dollar will fall. These are just two fresh reasons why you need to own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver, coins and ingots, as protection from the further decline of the dollar. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.